Letter 2. Why resilience? Of all the virtues we can learn, no trait is more useful, more essential for survival, and more likely to improve the quality of life than the ability to transform adversity into an enjoyable challenge. And this from one of my favorite thinkers with one of the most unpronounceable names, Mihai Csikszentmihalyi. Walker, resilience is the key to a well-lived life. If you want to be happy, you need resilience. If you want to be successful, you need resilience. You need resilience because you can't have happiness, success, or anything else worth having without meeting hardship along the way. To master a skill, to build an enterprise, to pursue any worthy endeavor, simply to live a good life, requires that we confront pain, hardship, and fear. What's the difference between those who are defeated by hardship and those who are sharpened by it? Between those who are broken by pain and those who are made wiser by it? To move through pain to wisdom, through fear to courage, through suffering to strength, requires resilience. The benefits of struggling, of being challenged, afraid, pained, confused, are so precious that if they could be bottled, people would pay dearly for them. But they can't be bottled. And if you want the wisdom, the strength, the clarity, the courage that can come from struggle, the price is clear. You have to endure the struggle first. 2. You bear your struggles. And because they are borne by you, they can feel pressing and heavy to you in a way that they are for no one else. But you have to remember that while they are yours, they are not unique. Your struggles are very much like the struggles of those who went before you, and they are very much like the struggles of those who will come after you. Every human being from the beginning of time has suffered pain and hardship, difficulty and doubt. And in the record of mankind's struggles, our forebears have left clues in stories and philosophies and poems and plays and paintings and songs. I like the way Nietzsche put it. Look at those works as experimental laboratories in which recipes for the art of living have been thoroughly practiced and lived to the hilt. The results of all their experiments belong to us as our legitimate property. All of this wisdom belongs to us. Doesn't belong.